This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1968.
For my love, every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss.
Jimmy Webb, a young writer, hit the jackpot with a couple of hits. One of them sung by a former backup man, Glenn Campbell, who made it on his own, and indeed made it in a very big way. Tiny Tim brought back the 20s. Along the same lines, Georgie Fame sang the saga of Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde were pretty looking people, but I can tell you people, they were the devil's chip.
Two depression criminals made famous again in a Hollywood-produced movie.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Bubblegum music, as it was called, was all over the charts.
Oh, chew it, 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 baby.
The movie that was later to be acclaimed one of the top motion pictures of the last 10 years had a top 10 song.
Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know.
The most controversial song of 1968, Harper Valley PTA.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1968.